This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. My guest, I've been reading my guest stuff since he used to write for Black Milk Magazine, and I was not old enough to have a driver's license yet. And even today, I still regard him as a preeminent authority on both self-defense. He's sought out all the time as an expert witness. And in armed self-defense, he is thought to be one of the masters. His name is Massad Ayoub. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
And he's got the voice. He's got a better voice than me. That's the only shortcoming to having him on the show. So,
good voice for radio and a good face for radio.
Now, you're somewhere teaching right now, right?
Yeah, we're just finishing up a MAG 40 class, Armed Citizens Rules of Engagement, in southern Utah.
Okay.
And one heck of a windstorm.
Wow.
Appropriately named Hurricane Utah.
Cool. So have you had a chance to look at what happened in Thousand Oaks? I would imagine not, right?
Well, it's been less than 24 hours. All I've been able to see is the various news reports. And as we all know, breaking news is often broken news.
Right.
It's going to be a complicated crime scene. There's going to be a great many witnesses to interview and a great deal of backtracking on the perpetrator before we have a full picture of what happened.
From what I've seen, he appears to be a former military member, Marine Corps guy. He went in with a Glock 21 with one of the 21-round extended magazines. And apparently he knew how to shoot because he shot a lot of people, and he didn't have he wasn't like the Long Island subway shooter who shot six people after he fired 47 rounds. So this guy was he was efficient in a bad way.
Well, the Marine Corps doesn't graduate too many people that can't shoot.
Yep. So looking at that, when you consider that, where that's in Thousand Oaks, California. Now, I've looked. I don't know. Do you, by chance, know what the incidents of allowed in California? It varies from city to city, county to county, area to area. Does Thousand Oaks allow concealed carry? I see lots of training for it online. I just don't know what
the incidents. Thousand Oaks, I understand, is in the greater Los Angeles area, and that is very much a Bay issue area. The permits tend to go to very wealthy people, Hollywood people, influential people. When you get out to the northern part of California, it's much more egalitarian.
So probably not a bunch of permit holders. Now, there were six off-duty cops in there, and I don't know if they were – are California cops, are they allowed to carry their weapon when they're off-duty?
Normally they're allowed to, even encouraged to. But cops are generally discouraged from carrying a gun in a place where they're going to be consuming alcohol.
That's right. So that was here in South Carolina. I didn't even think about that because here in South Carolina, I'm allowed to carry a gun into a place that serves alcohol, and it's all on me to stay sober. So I just presume that might be the case.
Right.
So coming fresh off of this thing that happened at McDonald's in Alabama, where you had a armed citizen that was exiting the building, and the Rampage Killer came in and decided to start shooting, and then the armed citizen turned around and engaged him as he was headed out. Is that sort of...
The news media has largely ignored it. It was a blip on the radar screen instead of the every 5-minute tape loop that an atrocity like Thousand Oaks gets on CNN.
Right.
You can't prove a negative, but looking at it logically, there's no reason to believe the individual and his son who were shot at the opening of the McDonald's encounter were targeted or that the guy even knew them. No indication it was a robbery. So it basically points to it's the opening of a spree killing. And fortunately, the first victim had a gun, shot back, killed the assailant, and basically extinguished the threat. We recognize it for the heroism it was and the good fortune that it was. The anti-gunners who tend to dominate the media would rather the public not see that side of things. That slipped under the waves very quickly with the mass media. I wish to God someone like that had been there last night at Thousand Oaks.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. We saw this at the Kroger store where two armed citizens were there. We saw it in Clackamas Mall where Nick Melly, I think his name was, he engaged an AR-15 carrier who stole the gun with his Glock 22. I mean, we see this time and time again, although, like you said, nobody ever acknowledges that in the mass media. For
That's
people,
the truth. There's a long history of armed citizens stopping these things in just the 20th century. Go back to 1914. The Brunswick Massacre. In Brunswick, Georgia, a man went berserk with a 10-gauge double-barrel shotgun, shot a great many people, was wounded by a police officer, but killed the officer. Two armed citizens would run into a hardware store, one accessed a .32 revolver, and the other a 12-gauge shotgun, engaged him, killed him, and ended the threat. And we've seen that again and again over the years.
Wherever there are armed citizens. Armed citizens actually do a pretty good job, don't they?
Historically, they have. They have on their side the advantage of surprise. The predator seeks prey. The predator does not seek out other creatures with fangs that can fight back. If you look at it, you'll find the place where this happened last night was essentially a gun-free zone. The vast majority of mass murders have been in gun-free zones.
Right.
If you think about it, it's a hunting preserve for psychopathic murderers.
And, of course, the anti-gunners want to expand those all the time, don't they?
I think it was Einstein who said the definition of insanity is continuing to do that which does not work.
Yeah. One thing that I haven't ever asked you this, but I would like to ask you this. We got about a minute and a half,
sure.
So I think you can answer this. Do most armed citizens that actually successfully encounter an armed self-defense situation, most of them do not train with a Mossad Ayyub, do they? Most of them have not really been through a bunch of stuff because I've always thought that with somebody that was a really somebody trained 2 or 3 times a year, that we would find whoever that assailant was, we'd find him shot 6 times with 1 small hole.
Well, some of them actually have. Last year, the hero who stopped the mass murder at the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Stephen Williford, was actually an NRA firearms instructor and a very experienced pistol and rifle shooting competitor. And he put the bullets into the killer that essentially stopped the killing. Earlier this year in Washington State, the pastor who was in the Walmart where the guy went berserk and started shooting people and shot and killed the gunman was a graduate of Marty Anguilla Hayes's famous school up there, Firearms Academy of Seattle.
There you go. Let me get you to hold right there. I want to hear some more about that when we get back.
Sure.
Mossad Ayyub, he is a writer. He is an instructor. I have followed him for a very long time. Having him on the show is always a treat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Okay. Yep. I'm on commercial. If we want to jump in the car, the only thing is that people don't mind being silent. Yeah, that's unfair to everybody.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
You're going to lose 3 degrees of temperature in an hour if it takes you that long to drink a 16-ounce cup of coffee. Try them. burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Masad Ayoub, writer, instructor, currently instructing in Utah, Hurricane Utah, of all places. When, you know, considering what we saw out of Washington, D.C., where I don't know what the, even though I know there shall issue now in the district, with the rise and ascension of Antifa, is this something that instructors are looking at and trying to figure out solutions for?
Well, there's nothing really new with Antifa. There's always been the possibility of being a victim of mob action. If you go back in the history of deadly force law, one of the pivotal cases early in the 20th century was one of Clarence Darrow's cases, the Ossian Sweet case. Ossian Sweet was an African-American professional, bought a home in a white neighborhood at a time when segregation was very much the reality there. And harassment increased. He and his family found themselves surrounded, people throwing rocks at their house, etc., by what appeared to be a lynch mob. The Sweets opened fire with fatal results and were charged with murder. And the great attorney Clarence Darrow went in front of, if I recall correctly, an all-white jury, who found Sweet and the other defendants not guilty by reason of self-defense in the action that they took against the mob. If you go back in the late 19th and early 20th century, African Americans arming themselves against the KKK were what really stopped the KKK atrocities and lynchings. Again, biology 101, predators do not seek prey with fangs.
Right. Is the bar lowered as far as imminent threat when you're facing a mob? Since at a certain point, where are you entering the point where you really don't have a bunch of choice? I guess when they cut you off from or surround you or something like that.
Well, if they surround me, don't move, and yell bad things, that's fine. Actually, one could make an argument that I had been kidnapped because I was no longer free to leave and was being there against my will. But with no physical assault, I would not start shooting. If you are, basically it goes back also to basic deadly force law. You're allowed to use lethal force in self-defense if you're in a situation of immediate, otherwise unavoidable danger of death or great bodily harm. That's determined by the simultaneous presence of three criteria, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. Ability means that they have the power to kill, and that normally would be, most obviously, would be a per se weapon, a gun, a knife, a club. But it can also be disparity of force. The ostensibly unarmed person attacked by multiple individuals, the likelihood of that attack ending with crippling injury or death is so great that it's as if it becomes, in essence, the equivalent of a weapon, and it warrants the defender's recourse to a per se weapon in self-defense. The second element is opportunity. They have to be capable of immediately employing their power to kill. That is, essentially, they're within range of doing it with whatever weapon they have. A man at 100 yards with a rifle has opportunity, and an assailant 100 yards away with a knife or a glove does not.
Right.
Finally, the jeopardy element, which I would define as manifest intent. The other person is manifesting by words and or actions an intent to kill you or cripple you. So let's say you are at the corner going about your daily business when suddenly the mob of Antifa or whatever shows up. If they are yelling and screaming and all that, yelling, you deserve to die, blah, 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 you're wearing your NRA t-shirt or your MAGA cap, and all who wear such garments affront us, it is a crime and you must die. One could argue that they're expressing manifest intent. If they are, there's more than one or two of them, certainly that disparity of force element exists.
Right.
If they simply stand there and yell at you and are not closing in on you, the opportunity has not yet arrived, and it would be a very bad idea to draw your gun and start shooting. What the law will also look at separately, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy speak to what the opponents are doing. The law will also take into consideration an element called preclusion. That goes to what were you doing? Did you in any way start the fight? Did you in any way keep the ball rolling? Mutual combat has been forbidden longer than any of us have been alive. Did you know that there was going to be an Antifa rally and you went down to antagonize them? That's going to tear a big hole in what the courts call the mantle of innocence. So be asking yourself, was I looking for this? Be avoiding it. Be obviously visibly avoiding it. Today, almost any confrontation in public with a bunch of people around, you can expect the iPhones to come out, and some of them are probably upstreaming it to YouTube before the cops get there.
Right.
So all these things have to be taken into consideration.
I don't have the time for you to answer this question I'm going to ask you. But I'm going to ask it anyway, and just let you answer it when we get back, because we'll be in a long segment then. But considering, like in Portland, which I don't even know what the concealed carry laws are like in Portland, but in Portland, where the police stand by and have been watching, people in wheelchairs, people in cars being yanked out of cars, having the cars pummeled and everything. For me, you know, I look at some of the incidences that are happening. If an individual came to me and was yanking me around in my wheelchair and trying to knock me around in my wheelchair, or trying to gain an individual trying to gain access to my car, by castle doctrine, which I have here in South Carolina, I can gear up if I have to. And with these mobs and because I'm afraid they're going to start spreading. That's my big fear. But what would the answer on that be when the police refuse to intervene?
Well, hang on, we're coming
up on the break. I'm going to give you the whole floor when we get back about that. Talking to Massad Ayoub about self-defense, armed self-defense, the smart way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements. All in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the like side area, you could say, of like the stage, and where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. I am talking to Masad Ayoub concerning right now the Antifa thing and the mob violence thing and everything. And my question before we went, when the police refuse to do anything about something, where do you draw the line and where are you legally when you draw that line? Sir?
Well, as you've got to go back to the formula, whatever the circumstances, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy simultaneously present. Now, you have one hypothetical where you're essentially a physically handicapped person in a wheelchair, and you're being violently manhandled by an obviously aggressive and hostile gang. Disparity of force is present. Ability is there. Opportunity is there. Clearly, this is a non-benevolent attempt, so jeopardy is there. And I think a very good argument could be made by a defense attorney that shooting the attacker at that point would be justifiable homicide. Now, if you are, let's say, at the intersection, people are blocking it, they're waving their placards, you are aware that a whole lot of the placards are on sticks that are actually made of metal and serve as weapons, and they start hitting your car. The Castle Doctrine thing you have to be very careful with. If he's hitting the hood of my car, if he's hitting the trunk of my car, that's essentially vandalism. If they are hitting the glass with a clear intent to break in, not only is that now essentially what the law calls a violent and tumultuous entry, but also there's a danger just from the blow to the glass of you and others in the vehicle being blinded or otherwise crippled by flying glass fragments. If I had been unable to drive away at that point, I would very likely go to my gun.
Right. So, okay. I had not thought of that. That's a very good tip. What about the part with the police not intervening? In Portland, this has happened numerous times. In San Jose, the cops channeled a bunch of Trump supporters into some waiting Antifa, and they're about to get sued over that. When the police are either not protecting and serving, which I know the Supreme Court decision where they don't have to do it, but I mean, does that apply to them when they're standing there and watching assaults take place?
No, not really. You'll find the appellate court decisions that say police have no duty to protect are generally seen in macrocosm rather than a microcosm. You're talking about the whole of society, 320 million people to protect, no more than 800,000 cops to do it. They can't be everywhere.
Right.
But historically, if the police are present and there is clearly a violent assault taking place, there is an absolute duty to protect, if at all possible. Now, this is why lawsuits have been filed in regard to the Parkland school matter. And I make it a point not to comment on pending litigation. But, yeah, if you're actually under attack, it's not people yelling at you or hurting your feelings. If you're under attack, certainly the police have a duty to intervene.
If they're not intervening, what options do you have?
To protect yourself.
Okay. So
basically, now you're down to protecting yourself.
Okay. I was wondering about that simply because I've been watching this, and I'm waiting for Ted Wheeler to get arrested any day now in Portland because he's both the mayor and the police chief, and he seems to try to manipulate things in a way that aren't really good for the people that are just sitting around there. And as far as I know, the people in Portland have got the older people and the guy in the wheelchair and the guy in the car. They were Portland residents. I mean, they weren't people in there trying to. They were just trying to get home. And the spontaneous, non-permitted protest broke out. Just out of curiosity nowadays, what kind of a gun are you carrying?
It depends what I'm doing. This week, I'm carrying a Glock 26 subcompact 9mm as the primary.
Okay.
I was carrying a Beretta Elite Langdon Custom LTT 9mm.
In these days of the possible violent, like, I've had you on before and we've talked about the average expenditure of ammunition in a regular self-defense scenario. If you're in a place where there is a possibility, and even here in South Carolina, we've had Black Lives Matter protests, we've had Moms Demand Action protests, we've had Antifa here. In the event that something were to break out now, are you recommending that people go to a little more of a high cap or, beyond the single stack or anything like that?
Well, you always go with the threat profile if circumstances where you are such that there's likely to be multiple opponents, there are likely to be armored opponents, like you've had a series of bank robberies where the robbers are wearing body armor. Things of that nature. Sure, anything that might require a higher volume of ammunition, if things go to the final extreme, it would make sense to have either higher capacity, if that's legal, and or spare magazines if you're in a single-stack state, like, for example, New York or California.
Yeah, I'm sort of a obsessive about spare ammo.
I'm obsessive. Better to need than not have.
Yeah, I have with my job.
Like, emer-
Yeah.
We teach the gun as emergency safety rescue equipment. You have to be able to keep it up and running. None of us would want to go to a hospital or an ambulance that only had one oxygen container or one oxygen tank.
That's an interesting way to say that.
The gun.
You've
got to be able to keep it up and running.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I guess my idea of carrying I'm staying with either a Glock 19-sized gun, or sometimes I'm going with a Glock 17-sized gun.
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with that, so long as you're where full capacity is legal. On the trip I'm on now, I'll be in one state that has 10-round magazine limits, which I just find it personally offensive to have to carry a 10-round magazine and a 17-round gun. So, hence, I'm carrying the 10-shot pistol this week.
So when you travel, do you, I don't really have enough time. I'll ask the question. And this is simply from a logistical curiosity for me, because I've never flown with a gun. I don't know if you fly or if you drive, but when you do drive, when you're crossing over into these states and everything, where you might be going, you might be starting at one state where they just allow you to carry what the gun is designed to carry. Versus going into the next state where they're like, oh, well, you know, 10 rounds is the max we're going to allow you to have. How do you cope with that? What do you do? That kind of thing.
I cope with that with going to the lowest common denominator, the 10-round magazines for everything.
There you go.
It's not just download the 17-round gun magazine to 10. New York State, for example, under their...
Well, we're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this because I've got some traveling coming up next year. Pick up after break. Masad Ayoub. What's the name of your website?
MassadAyoubGroup.com. That's MassadAyoub Group.com.
Very good, sir. We'll be right back. Talking self-defense, guns, equipment, keeping it running, that kind of thing with Masad Ayoub. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Talking to Masad Ayoub, we were talking logistics regarding traveling with guns and everything. So you just go straight to the lowest common denominator.
You pretty much have to, Bill, because if you're going, let's say, from a state where your 17-round Glock 17 mag is legal to one where only 10 rounds is legal, it's not about how many rounds are actually in the gun or in the magazine. It's about what it can take.
Right.
Even the empty 17-round magazine, if it's found in your car, is a felony in the state of New York, and it's a felony per magazine, separate count per magazine. So on the course of a trip, if any of the states are 10-round states, all the magazines we have with us will be 10-round or less capacity as opposed to actual content.
You know, when I get down to, maybe this is just my thing, I don't know, but when I get down to where they're taking me down to 10, I normally just go ahead and opt for a 1911 just because I can run a 1911 better than any other gun I carry.
You know, oftentimes I do the same. If I'm only going to have a few bullets, they may as well be a few big bullets.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the time.
That said, when I'm flying, I'll be flying to California. With the recent legislation, it's problematic for someone from out of state to purchase handgun ammunition there. So I need to bring my own for the class demonstration, and et cetera. And 115 grain 9mm weighs half as much as 230 grain 45. You're allowed 11 pounds of ammunition and no more in baggage in commercial air travel. So for that reason, when I fly generally these days, it's with a 9mm instead of a 45.
Is that going to any state? You're allowed only so much, that much in weight as far as ammo?
Yeah, it's not about the state. It's about federal air regulations.
Okay.
And checked baggage aboard commercial aircraft, it's a maximum of 11 pounds per passenger.
When you are flying with a gun, do they mark the bag that's carrying it to where it's sort of like, hey, look at me, there's a gun in here. Maybe you might want to rob it.
If it's visibly a gun case, they will. If it's obviously like a rifle case, they will. And that's simply to reassure the baggage handlers that it has been checked and there's no loaded gun in there that could go off if the bag was mishandled. We strongly recommend the handguns be kept in a small handgun case that you can lock. Put that inside. We recommend hard shell, what FAA calls Type 01 luggage, and lock that. And when it's packaged that way, there may be a barcode on your bag tag that would be recognizable to airline employees, but you don't have the old Day-Glow Orange, what we used to call steal me tags, the stag tag on the outside that says contains firearms.
And as far as all that is concerned, what is the incidence now of guns being stolen out of baggage? Do you know?
It's fairly low. I've been a frequent flyer for about 40-some years now, and I've only had one bag stolen. That was an inside job at Delta LaGuardia more than 30 years ago, 1987. The guns were eventually recovered in crack raids in Manhattan.
Yeah. With what I do, every gun I carry is from a sponsor, so they're sort of nice. And that's why I haven't flown with any guns so far. I guess I need to go out and get me a non-sponsored gun, but then it'll stay with me, and I'll end up going to the sponsor's booth or something. What are you carrying there, Bill? You got my Nighthawk that I gave? No, I'm carrying something that nobody pays me to carry. Oh, well, we'll have to think about next year's renewal now, won't we? So I have to bear all of that in mind, too. Just out of curiosity, now, based upon the sketchy information we know regarding Tucker Carlson, where he had a 20-strong little group show up at his house, bang against his door till they split it and everything else, where do we draw the line there is where we say, okay, I need to dissuade them from doing what they're doing, or are they fully allowed to do what they're doing?
What you really want to do is call the police and not open the door. Instinct tells you go out and confront them, okay, like Wyatt Earp in front of the jail standing off the lynch mob. The best advice is don't do it. There's a federal court opinion that's stood for some time now, Tory versus Pierce. And that was the case many years ago in Louisiana of the Japanese exchange student a few nights before Halloween, dressed in costume, goes to the wrong house thinking he's coming to a costume party where he's been invited.
Right.
His appearance panics the young wife of the homeowner, who screams, "Rodney, they're breaking in, get the gun." Rodney Pierce, the homeowner, grabs his .44 Magnum hunting revolver. And human instinct tells you, you know, you're a mammal protecting your cubs in the nest. You want to know the nature of the danger. He flings open the front door. The young student sees him, starts moving toward him, doing what Pierce describes as crazy, jerky movements. He's thinking, what kind of drugs is this guy on? Turns out the young student is dressed as John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh,
and
dancing.
It's believed he was trying to pretend he's breakdancing. Pierce is screaming, "Freeze, freeze, freeze," and when the guy's within arm's length, he fires the shot that kills the kid. He was acquitted in criminal court, but he was absolutely hammered in the civil lawsuit from Otori's family. And what the appellate court wrote in its majority opinion sustaining the judgment against him was that he had been safe inside the house. And if he had not opened that door, this death would not have occurred. And I don't like that any better than you do, but that is right now where the case law seems to stand. So if you're in that situation, stay inside. Going out to confront is going to be seen as mutual combat, sort of. It's like you're keeping the ball rolling. Stay inside. If they batter down the door, at that point, all the bets are off. It is a violent home invasion, and those people are breaking in the door are probably going to end up in body bags, and whoever put them in the body bags, according to strict interpretation of law, is probably going to be found justified.
So they cracked Tucker Carlson's door. Would that be considered a breach? Or do they actually have to cross the threshold?
It's got to be to the point where they're capable of making entry.
Okay. All right. So anybody that might have been listening to me the first hour, disregard everything else.
Could shoot through the door and say, look, Vice President Joe Biden told me to do that, but I got a feeling Joe Biden won't come to court to say that for you.
You don't think he'll show up as an expert witness to help me out if I'm out there?
Can you believe a law school graduate who was once a prosecutor gave that advice in a televised interview?
Is that what Joe Biden is?
At the stranger? Yes, he did. Joe Biden a few years ago.
He also talked about blasting a couple of shots up in the air, too.
Yeah, send about 18 pellets of buckshot, 33 caliber apiece through the neighborhood. Boy, that'll teach folks.
That will. I'm just sitting here thinking what a good idea that is. So anyway.
That's the kind of idea you get from people like Joe Biden who want to take guns away from decent people and take away with it the right to protect themselves and their families.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show tonight. I know you're out there, and I know you're always busy, and it's always good to have you on the show. And if you're going to be at SHOT Show, I would really like to just sidle up to you and shake your hand and everything. So I'll be bugging you between now and the end of January.
Well, I won't be at the SHOT Show, but I will be at the NRA show in Indianapolis in May, and I'll look forward to seeing you and some of your listeners there, perhaps.
Well, I'll be there, so we'll definitely do that. Anyway.
Sounds good, Bill. Best of luck to you and your listeners, and prayers for the lost in 10,000 Oaks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.